I'm here with Greg Carlick. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Regan. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Ketchikan Community Foundation.
Yeah, we got a couple of announcements to get out there. One of them is set your calendar date for October 1st. We are bringing back our vintage cocktail party. We've had it, sequestered for a couple of years due to the pandemic, but we're going to bring it back for one of our fundraisers. So October 1st, there'll be tickets on sale either from a board member or online here shortly. But our big announcement is that our new grant cycle coming out for next year, starting in January 2023, is we are going to have a $50,000 grant available for any nonprofit to apply for.
That's so pretty big.
Yeah, we're excited. I just remembered that it falls on our 10-year anniversary as a foundation. But we are finally wanting to make an impact grant, which is what we're calling it, to one of the nonprofits in this community to help do what they do best, right? So we want them to be able to make their nonprofit better to serve their clientele. So that's why we're making an impact grant of $50,000 to one single nonprofit next year. And it has really no parameters except for we don't want to pay for salaries or fund outside travel or anything like that. But other than that, we have kind of left it open for these nonprofits who have a better creative mind than I do to come up with projects or to help make their organization better. So we're excited. We're able to finally put together the money for a one-time $50,000 grant to somebody to make this community even better than it already is.
Absolutely. And I know you mentioned not wanting to pay for salary, for instance. What would be the ideal example of what a nonprofit could be looking for from this impact grant?
Well, the easiest one for me type of project would be like some sort of if you needed to redo your boiler system for your building or whatever to get that off of your books. Construction is the easiest way for me to do it. But like I said, these nonprofits have way better creative imagination than I do. So we're going to leave it up to them to kind of come up with a project that will help them either provide better service to their clientele or to help their clientele directly. But we've funded several projects over the last 7 years where we've given out $150,000 to the community already. And some of them, like the Pioneer Home has a new hydroponic garden that they that we funded. So now they are growing their own vegetables for them to.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, really cool. One of the real cool projects that I've excited that we got to be a part of. We helped Head Start with some of their curriculum, buying some stuff for like sensory toys for the kids and stuff like that. We've helped KIC get a interactive whiteboard and projector system for their education department. So a lot of the nonprofits have applied and have had great projects that we've been able to fund. So I'm just not the creative guy to figure out what you could do with $50,000. Building is my kind of forte. So construction's a great one for me. But again, we want to leave it up enough open for everybody to apply and make it hard on my grant team to decide who we're going to give this to. But so the only real stipulations is that, again, we aren't wanting to create job situations where we don't know if they'll sustain that position. So personnel, salaries, we don't want to try and stay away from funding, and then travel, especially travel outside the community. Ketchikan Community Foundation is a foundation that wants to give back to the local nonprofits and wants the money to stay here that has been given from people, generous donations from here. So that's the idea, is we want to create an impact on one of our local nonprofits that do great work for us or for the community. And then this, hopefully this sticks around, so every 4 years we can do this $50,000 grant.
And when is the deadline for folks to be applying?
So our grant cycle will open in January, and then it usually runs through the middle of February. And then my grants team will gather all the applications, and we'll go through them, and then hopefully by March, beginning of April, we'll be able to decide on who we get to give this to.
Exciting.
Yeah. We're really excited. So this is our first time we've done this large of a grant. We've been able to do $20,000 to $25,000 per year to multiple smaller grants. But I think we're able to, by the generous donations of our donors and by Alaska Community Foundation and the Rasmussen Foundation, which is our parent foundation and backer, we finally are at the point where we have built our endowment in large enough to where we can start making this large type grant. So we're excited.
Yeah, that's definitely exciting. Is there anything else that you think potential future applicants should know?
So you have to be a 501c3 as to be the nonprofit eligible for this grant. And if you've never applied with us before, it's an online application that will come out and open up in January. And then you'll fill out the application, and you'll need a budget for what the project's going to be. And then you'll submit your application, and then the Alaska Community Foundation kind of goes through and make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and then comes to us, and we get to go through all the grant applications, read them, and look at all the great projects that are potentially out there, and then we'll decide. So again, this one, we have three other themes that we usually have. We try and do 1 year with youth, and then we do a physical and emotional support theme, and then a community enrichment theme. So those are the ones where there's kind of more specific type projects that we want. This one, we're trying to leave it up for everybody able to apply, and we want to see what we can do, what projects they can come out. Like Kristen's project earlier, that sounds like a great project going on. So things like, you know, helping them get started, or you know, who knows? Like I said, I'm not the idea guy. I'm just the money guy. So I'm here to give it away.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing about this.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.